Senate will come to order. Will all senators indicate their presence by voting? Would the secretary take the roll?
The roll shows 11 members present. Senators Coletta, Croft, Poland, Ray, Rohde, and Willis are excused from the call of Senate today.
Our chaplain again this morning is Captain Herbert Miller of the Salvation Army.
Our Father, we do thank you for this day. We just thank you for the time that we can stand here. We pray that thou wilt give us patience and wisdom and understanding. We pray also that thou wilt strengthen us, that thou wilt guide and direct the business that has been brought to hand. We ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
Certification of the previous day, excuse me, Senator. Without objection, the day's prayer will be spread on the journal. Certification of the journal.
I wish to certify as to the correctness of the journal for the 103rd legislative day.
Senator Curtula.
President, I move that unanimous consent the journal be approved.
Certified. Is there any objection? Hearing none, it's ordered. Messages from the governor, or excuse me, introduction of guests. Senator Curtula.
Mr. President, in our gallery today is a distinguished member of my community, the president of the school board, presently in that suit, Mr. Monty Hoskins.
Any further introduction of guests? Messages from the governor.
There are no messages from the governor.
Messages from the House.
The House has failed to concur in the Senate amendment to House Bill 312, Regulation of Postsecondary Educational Institutions, namely, Senate Committee Substitute for House Bill 312, Regulation of Educational Institutions, and respectfully requests the Senate to recede from its amendment.
Senator Curtula.
President, I move we recede from the Senate amendments to House Bill 312 and ask to vote against it.
Is there any further discussion or debate on the issue? The question is, shall the Senate recede from its amendments to House Bill 312? Senators may proceed to vote. Would the Secretary take the roll? Failed to ask if any senator wished to change their vote. Was there any senator who wished to change his vote? The roll will stand then, it's called.
The roll shows 11 yeas, 6 excused, and 3 absent.
And so the Senate has failed to recede from its amendments. I'll appoint a conference committee, again with the usual proviso that if a conference committee cannot do the job, I'll expect a report from them for free conference authority. But the conference committee will be composed of Senator Hackney, chairman, Senators Orsini and Curtula as members.
The House has passed the following and transmitted for consideration. Committee substitute for House Joint Resolution number 32 by the Commerce Committee relating to review of interstate and intrastate telephone service and rates.
State Affairs.
Committee substitute for House Bill number 193, amended by the Community and Regional Affairs Committee, an act relating to child care and providing for an effective date.
Community and Regional Affairs and Health, Education, Social Services. I would reverse that order of reference. Well, maybe not. Do either of the chairman have a thought as to, well, you're not familiar with the bill, are you? We'll the order of reference will be Community Regional Affairs and Health, Education, Social Services. That's on House Bill 193.
Child care.
Child care and municipal authorization to License and Control.
There are no other messages from the House. There are no communications.
Reports of standing committees.
Message of April 23rd to all members of the Senate from the Senate Rules Committee regarding House Concurrent Resolution 50 and introduction by a special committee. There has been some question by members of the Senate regarding House Concurrent Resolution number 50 and the sponsorship of the bill by the Special Committee on the Permanent Fund. Rule 38 of the Uniform Rules states that, quote, A, any member, group of members, standing, or special committees may introduce a bill subject to the provisions of these uniform rules, unquote. The Special Committee on the Alaska Permanent Fund was created on February 2, 1977 by Speaker of the House Hugh Malone, see page 193, House Journal. Members are Representative Greening, Chairman, Representative Gardner, Vice Chairman, and Representatives Miles, Schaefer, and Urien. The Legislative Affairs Agency recognizes the committee as a special committee and thus, under the uniform rules, able to introduce legislation. The resolution in question was introduced on March 29, 1977, almost 2 months after the formation of the committee.
Senator Ziegler.
Because it might serve as a guideline in the future, certainly would urge to put it on the I would move and ask unanimous consent we do so.
Is there any objection? Hearing none, the report of the Rules Committee relative to the introduction of the name bill will be placed in full in the journal.
Mr. President, all I have before, sir, we've also resolved as best as we can at this time the matters of what has been kept, and every senator should have received on his desk a commentary upon said letters, and likewise, with a guideline for those that will be served in the future, I would move and ask unanimous consent that that document likewise be put upon the journal.
Is there any objection? Does any member desire to have the letter of intent, the memorandum relative to letters of intent dated April 22nd, 1977, read? Do all members have copies?
I would waive the reading, but move with the reading.
Is there any objection? Hearing none, the reading of the memorandum is waived. Is there any discussion on the motion that it be spread on the journal? Hearing none. So ordered, the Secretary will spread the memorandum dated April 22nd, 1977 from the Senate Rules Committee to all members of the Senate, read letters of intent on the journal.
The Judiciary Committee had Senate Bill 148, Child Support Enforcement, under consideration and recommends that it be replaced with the committee substitute with a new title and reports that back as follows. Senator Holman, Chairman, and Senator Ziegler signed no recommendation. Senators Coletta and Tillian signed due pass. 148 has no further referral.
Rules.
The Finance Committee had Committee Substitute for House Bill 164, Supplemental Appropriation to the Health, Education, and Social Services under consideration and recommends that it do pass. The report was signed by Senator Sackett, Chairman, and concurred in by Senators Tillian, Holman, Wieland, Orsini, Buttrovich, and Sackett. 164 has no further referral.
Rules.
The Finance Committee had House Bill 286, amending FY76 Appropriation Act under consideration, and the committee recommends that it do pass. The report was signed by Senator Sackett, Chairman, and concurred in by Senators Buttrovich, Orsini, Tillian, Wieland, and Holman. 286 has no further referral.
Rules.
There are no other standing committee reports.
Special committee reports.
Report of April 23rd. Dear Mr. President, for the reasons indicated in the enclosed staff memorandum, we feel that it is virtually impossible to successfully pursue negotiations to reach a settlement on House Bill 52, appropriating for the operating and capital expenses of state government. Therefore, we are requesting that you grant our committee powers of pre-conference in order that we may quickly and successfully negotiate a compromise budget acceptable to both houses. Respectfully submitted, Senator Sackett, Chairman, Senator Holman, Member, Senator Tillian, Member.
In view of the memorandum, I hereby give the...
It's the personnel, Mr. President.
I hereby give the conference committee powers of pre-conference and direct that the letter and the accompanying memorandum be spread on the journal.
There are no other special committee reports.
Any resolutions?
There are no resolutions this morning.
Introduction of bills.
There are no bills.
Unfinished business. Special orders. Under special orders, I'd like to ask the Finance Committee or the Free Conference Committee Chairman for a report as to their position, if they have a position at this time.
Mr. President, on, if I might digress for just a moment, with regard to the budget and the Free Conference, on Tuesday this past week, I talked with members of the other body, and they indicated that kind of perhaps we might be able to meet the Free Conference on Thursday. Thursday, I met again with them, and they indicated that they would prefer then to be on Monday. Previously, given that they had just received the changes that were made in the Senate version of the budget. However, after checking with the staff, the changes that were made in the Senate version were available to all members on Wednesday, as discussed this morning. With the Powers of Three Conference, I am going to be calling a, or as chairman, I'm going to be calling for the first meeting, official meeting of the joint conference on the budget on Sunday, following Monday.
Senator, have you determined a location for that meeting?
Governor's Conference Room.
1:30, I assume that all senators and, as far as that's concerned, members of the press and everybody else are welcome to attend. It's not a closed meeting unless it is closed at the time by some directive or order. Senator Ziegler? Of course, our difficult problem is that it requires close cooperation and coordination with the House in order to get the Free Conference Committee functioning. And I'm hopeful that the chairman will be able to give us a daily report on your ability to meet and your areas of progress.
Mr. President, I intend to do that, and I also, in talking to House members indicated that with regard to the Senate members, because we had a desire to get out of here as soon as possible and to at least resolve all of the issues with regard to the budget to that group, that we would probably be meeting even through a session, three of us would be excused. And the bills that come down from the Finance Committee for the most part, for the majority, in fact, are bills which every member
Thank you, Senator. Any further special orders? Announcement of committee meetings? All right. Senator Petula?
I think all the committee meetings are already announced.
Senator Sackett?
Mr. President, finance will again be right on here.
Senator Petula?
President, there's no further business before this body. I move and ask unanimous consent to adjourn until 10 a.m. Monday morning.
Is there any objection? Hearing none, so ordered.